Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Lads to Dads. How are you, Ben? Tricked you. How are you, Matt?
I'm all right, thanks. Ben,
How
are you?
See, I'm keep every time, mate. They're all coming. I like to mix up, you know, keep you on your toes. Another week, another episode.
Another day, another dollar.
Well, that's it. So what's been going on, Matt? How are you?
Well, as you can see, I've started using dad phrases like that one.
Another day, another dollar.
Another dollar. What dad phrases do you find yourself using?
Well, my old dad phrases were, get me another Stella, you prick.
Right.
You ever use that one?
No, not yet, but...
Don't hit your mum like that. Hit her like this.
But you grew up with a Scottish dad, didn't you?
Well, that's so, it.
Yeah.
And a punch bag for him. Let's get that out right. John was never thrown hands. He's only thrown hands at me.
Yeah.
I've just thrown him under the bus. How are you getting on with, because we've got a little challenge going on at the moment. We've both splashed out on these Garmin Fit watches.
Yeah.
Well, and we set ourselves challenges, aren't we, Matt?
We are. And as you know, I get competitive with stuff.
Only a lot.
And it ruins everything for everyone.
Well, I'll fucking take my watch back.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing a lot of running, getting myself back in. But I pulled my calf, as you know. Yep. And what you've done is you've waited for me to pull my calf, and then you've pulled your socks up and cracked on. And you've just, every week you go, yeah, how are you getting on? You haven't synced your watch yet, Ben.
So what happened was, I didn't want to tell Ben this, but now I'm going to have to tell him in front of millions. For the first 2 days of that challenge, I didn't wear my watch because I wanted him to win. I wanted him to have a little bit of a boost. And then he went on a run. Halfway through, couldn't be bothered, and said he'd pulled his calf. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to get it on. I'm going to get this watch on. And then I decided that little boost I thought I'd give my friend just went right out the window.
Yeah, because you keep saying, healthy competition, it's healthy. Yeah. Now I know what you really like, mate.
Yeah, I went for an 8-mile walk. Then the next day I went for a 5-mile walk around the woods. He'd not synced his watch, which I think's cheating, but it's...
Oh, we've got rules now. We've got to sync it every night, have we?
Anyone can do it. Whatever.
No, the alarm goes off at 9 o'clock at night. Have you sunk your watch yet?
Right. So, yeah, I went, and again, it's not a competition. Well, it is a competition, but it's not a competition, but I have took the winner's medal 2 weeks in a row now.
Well, like I said, I cannot run. My leg is fucked.
Yeah.
And you're like, how are you getting on? How's your leg? And I'm like, mate, it's still bad. I've got probably another 2 weeks. You're like, oh, just have you synced your watch? Have you looked on the app yet? I'm like, no, Matt. And then I'll get like a little notification. Matt has pushed you off the top spot. And you just send me a WhatsApp photo of you with your fucking hands on your hips. Take that, you prick.
We used to have a guy who was like Ben at school. Kid at school. What's his name? Don't want to embarrass him. But every
what?
Time he...
Kid like me? I won't say his name. It's embarrassing.
Every time he missed like a goal at football or something, he'd jump onto the floor and he'd grab his back of his leg, but then instantly he'd get up from the back of his leg and he'd tie his shoelace and go, shoelace is run done, right? So this is what's happening here. And well, I can see where he's pretending he's not bothered by it.
No,
he's so bothered
tomorrow,
by it.
Tomorrow, right? I'm going to run my fucking legs off. My calf is going to fall out of its fucking place where it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Just for this moment. And no, this is what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You know I'm on the mend.
Mm.
You know that when the playing fields are level, I think that's the phrase.
Yeah.
Level playing field. You know that there's real competition there. But as I'm injured, you think, you know, I need to make that boy injured. So you're going to make me go out for a run tomorrow. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing, Matt.
Well, okay, I've got something else up my sleeve.
And what's that?
Okay, I might as well admit to you now. Not only have I been checking every 45 minutes your step count and then going out for a run to try and beat it, I've been speaking to a personal trainer.
Yeah? Well, that's not fucking fair, is it?
And he's been giving me some little tips. Should we listen?
Yeah. Fire away.
Darren Kirby, fitter, healthier dad. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, very well, Matt. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. We had you on before, but unfortunately, we had a bit of technical difficulty.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you back on again.
Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me to come back. It's good to have a chat a second time. Yeah, these technical challenges are always challenging with podcasts and stuff like that.
Definitely. What have you been up to since we last talked? Let's start off by just telling everybody what it is you do and what you're all about, really.
Yeah, so basically I coach dads over 40 to lose 20 kilos in weight, essentially. And it all started back in 2012, 2013 for me. And it wasn't like that, I had this like big epiphany that, oh my God, I'm midlife and I'm overweight. It was, I just got the opportunity to go into a triathlon. And I thought, oh, that's easy. I can do that. I can swim. I can cycle. I can run. I've been going to the gym for 15 years. I go 3 times a week. I'm all good.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. So I started to realize that I'm overweight and so I'm fit. And how can I go to the gym 3 times a week religiously? All right, I've been still eating my pork pies and my knickknacks, but, you know, I should still all be good. Yeah. And it wasn't until I started to drill into the kind of nutrition side of it, did it all kind of click into place, really, that you can't work out and just eat whatever you want, because you're just basically undoing, you know, the good stuff that you do. But also you need to be working out to a specific plan and understanding what it is you're working out at the end. And yeah, that's when it all kind of changed for me. And I lost about 4 stone in 9 months, and I did my first triathlon and just literally got hooked.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I've been on a bit of a weight loss journey myself. I've lost about just under 2 stone over the past 3 months, and it's similar to you. I just sort of, I realised there was a challenge going around, you know, the 25 press-ups and all that type of stuff. And while I was on the ship, I thought, I'll give that a go and see if I can do it, just in case anyone asks. And it just shocked me, because before I used to be able to do press-ups with my feet up everywhere, doing all these things. And I'd got to about 17 press-ups and I was blowing. I just couldn't do it. And I thought, that's pathetic. And it was because I was 15 and a half stone. And I thought, you know what? Well, there's no wonder you're trying to lift that off the ground, you know, 25 times with no real exercise, anything like that. And so I thought, yeah, I've got to make a change. And personally, I just sort of went on the, I realised how important the nutrition side of it was. And I didn't go the best way. I should have come and see someone like you, which I think is what dad should do. I just went out all out and just cut out all carbs and just did the old meat thing. And it did drop off me, but it's not sustainable, I don't think, and it's not really it's not good for your energy levels. You know, after a while you're good, but you know, you want a healthy diet, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this whole no carbs before marbs business sounds like a good idea, but to be honest, at the end of the day, we do need all of the nutrients that, you know, we have in food. It's just we need it in different quantities. You know, like the Western diet has evolved that the majority of it is carbohydrates, potatoes, rice, pasta, all that kind of stuff. And we just need to flick the switch on it, because we just don't move enough, right? So we need more
proteins than we do carbohydrates.
So once you really understand that kind of basic element of it, really, And the other big thing is portion sizes. We eat way too much. Like, we've just got Just Eat on speed dial and Deliveroo and all the rest of it. We can get food whenever we want. So that's the other thing to consider.
Yeah, I mean, do you find that when you do sort your diet out and you stop binging on Just Eat all the time and get, you know, convenience foods that's, you know, just not the best for you, do you find that when those, because those portion sizes do go down, don't they? When you're eating proper food, your portion size do go down because you're fuller for longer. And I tried to have a pizza for the first time in about a month the other day, and I ordered a pizza, and usually I'd smash in like a full, you know, massive stuffed crust. I could manage about five, like, you know, half a pizza, and I was done. I couldn't eat anymore. It was just so full up. And I think that's one thing that people don't realise, that when you do get on a good plan, it's something that, like you provide, actually it becomes easier to not overeat and not binge. Do you find that at all?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Your cravings go away. You don't crave that sugary, fatty food and stuff like that. And like, I really want to emphasize, like, to people, I am massively against diets. I don't agree with them whatsoever.
Yeah.
But if you eat nutrient-dense food, you don't need to go on a diet because your body's getting all the nutrients that it needs. And then you just naturally drop weight, right? And then, you know, a lot of people call it cheat days and all the rest. I call it flexi eating, right? So there is going to be times, right, where you want to smash a big bar of dairy milk, or you do want to have a curry or a pizza. Have it.
Yeah.
Right? Just don't beat yourself up. Just don't have it every day, you know?
Yeah. And I think what, because I know consistency is key and everything else like that, but like you say, I can't stick to something that's so limiting, because it's got to be forever, hasn't it, really, in reality. And what I've done, and I've seen you talking about this in your sort of food swaps and things, I was in the Mirror or the Sun the other week, I've got really into dark chocolate because I can't not have my chocolate. So now I've been getting this Godiva, right? Godiva chocolate. Yeah. They're doing 90%, and all the other 90% are a bit shocking. You know, they're a bit bitter and everything else. This one's unbelievable. So,
Is it? Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking 90%, it's almost fruit. You know, it's like, it's full of antioxidants. but as long as I just have, you know, a few bites here and there, a few chunks here and there when I'm really craving, or I'm, you know, I'm really fancying something sweet, it doesn't touch it. It doesn't, you know, nothing happens on the scales and nothing goes crazy.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm sat there thinking, well, I'm getting loads of antioxidants and flavonoids.
Yeah, exactly. No, and it is that, right? It's exactly that. And that's really, like, important that you mention it. There is so many different substitutes. So you don't, this whole concept of restrictive, like, as humans, we can't deal with it. You know, like, we're in lockdown now, right? We don't like being restricted. So imagine saying to someone, well, yeah, you can eat this, but you can't eat that forever.
Yeah.
Like, you can't ever have a bar of chocolate or a packet of crisps. It's just never going to work. And this is why I think, like, Weight Watchers and Slimming World still around now, right? Because they thrive off this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's, I mean, when I want crisps, I know this sounds terrible and it's probably not the healthiest thing for you, but while I'm trying to keep quite high protein and low carbs, I know that's probably not the way you would advise, but I'm eating, you know, pork scratchings, right?
Yeah.
And I know they're not brilliant for you, but it fits with what I'm trying to do at the moment, and I'm still having my crisps. Whereas I know if I had a big bag of crisps, it would be just full of, like, it would. So I'm just swapping it around, you know, and I'm just swapping these things, and it's working at the moment. But once I start filtering in some, you know, proper veg, proper things like that, I'm sure there's much tastier, healthier options. But like you say, it's the swaps, and the swaps work, don't they? And you can still have everything you're craving. You just swap about a bit.
Definitely. And I think, you know, the other thing is, like I said before, once you start to eat that nutrient-dense food, you don't crave it as much. Yes, you still have, like you do, I don't know if you're the same, but after my evening meal, I really, for whatever reason, I want something sweet.
Yeah.
And if you've got all of the bad stuff in the house, you would just go and eat it. But if you just swap it out for, like, your dark chocolate or a bit of Greek yogurt and some blueberries and stuff like that, you get that little hit that you want on your taste buds after you've eaten.
Yeah. And I think the reason we do that is because we've been we've been programmed from being young, whether we like it or not. It's, you know, if you don't finish your tea, you won't get a dessert. Or, and it's sort of seen as this, the dessert is the holy grail. So your body's like, I need to get that. And it like, I've really tried with my daughter to not do that, because I've always thought, and part of me feels a bit mean, because I'm like, oh, everyone's getting, and I do it sometimes, obviously, you know, because bribery always works in the end. But I don't want her to see, you know, all the chocolate and the sweets or whatever as a reward. I want her to sort of see it as that's going to make, I don't want to give her a complex at the same time.
And
I, instead of saying, you know, that's going to make you overweight or anything else like that, I'll say that makes your teeth fall out. And, you know, I swap it. So that's, it's not unhealthy or creating an unhealthy obsession.
I think, like you say, with kids, that is very important to kind of make them aware of that. And like, I've got boys, so with boys it's slightly different in a sense that, you know, I just say to them, look, if you have this is what it's going to do. So you can have it, to have it, and then that just goes in their mind after a while. My youngest, who is now 10, he will say to me, I'm not gonna have that, dad, because that's got that in it and I've already had that today.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just by just talking to them about it rather than just saying, no, that's bad, you can't have that.
Yeah.
You know, kids are very intelligent. They get it if you explain it to them.
Oh, definitely. And I've been very lucky in the fact that autumn, well, a mum.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, she's a vegetarian. She eats chicken and she eats
she's a flexitarian.
Yeah, picky eater. She's very into veggie stuff and always has been from being young. And I think Autumn's picked that up because she just wants veggies all the time. She's obsessed with eating. She likes fruit. You know, you get the sweet corn, the peas, and the broccoli in frozen pouches. Well, she's obsessed at the moment with eating those frozen out of the bag. So she likes to just get them frozen and just eating them like they're crisps or whatever. And I don't stop her because I've got my mum say, you know, our grandma saying, "Well, she'll get a bellyache of them being frozen." I was like, I don't think she will. So she snacks on them a lot. And chocolate, very lucky that she likes dark chocolate, so I give her dark chocolate. And
yeah,
you know, I really try all these little things, but yeah, it's still. And she doesn't like sweets, which I'm happy about as well. And she says those are for grown-ups, I'll have them when I'm a grown-up. And I was like, yeah, you have them when you're grown-up.
I'll have them in the meantime.
it's good, lucky in that. And she doesn't like juice, she doesn't like anything. She only likes water. The only thing, problem is, she doesn't like milk now. When she was a baby, she'd just guzzle milk like nobody's business. Now she won't have it. So trying to get a bit of dairy into her and things like that. But, very lucky in that sense. But she is a chocolate fiend, so that's just trying to keep her healthy. And the kids are kids, aren't they? You know, they're lucky. They've got great metabolisms and everything else, and get them out running. So,
Definitely.
Just trying to, I try every morning to do some sort of exercise. I get her on my back and do press ups and things, and she's getting really into it now. She tries to do it. And again, like you say, trying to build those habits from being really young. Rather than the habits that, I don't know, me personally was, and a lot, most people are brought up with, where, you know, as a reward, you get something that's not necessarily that healthy for you. So,
I mean, our upbringing, particularly for our age, has a massive impact. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I always used to get the narrative told to me, you need to eat everything on your plate because there's kids dying in Africa and you need to eat all of the food. So now you're like, oh, better eat all my food. But then now you go to your kids' food, like, oh, I'll finish theirs off as well, right?
Yeah.
And that's where it can all go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you've got three generations of really important not to waste food, because, you know, you've got my grandparents' generation, they were in the war, and, you know, everything was rationed. Everything was, you very lucky for what you got, and you made sure you had everything that was on your plate, you know, powdered milk a lot. And then there's my generation, you know, Bono's shouting at you down the telly, Africa and everything else. And now, this generation, I suppose we're quite lucky, and I think attitudes are changing towards food because we're so lucky to have it in abundance at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So in terms of your, I know you've got a program. Could you tell dads out there what it is that you offer in terms of your program and everything?
Yeah, so it's, the program's called the TT40 Method, and it's something that I developed over the last 8 years, and it's on three basic principles, essentially. And the first one is metabolism. So we kind of reset the metabolism, like I was saying earlier, you know, we're switching it out from more a carby base to more proteins and fats, so we're giving the nutrients the body needs. And then the second principle is movement, and the reason it's movement and not fitness and exercise, because there's so many things you can do, you know, that in, other than just, you know, flat out fitness, you know, there's walking, there's swimming, there's cycling, you know, there's stretching, mobility and stuff like that. So that's the second principle we work on in the program. And then the third one is kind of like what we've just been talking about, and that's mindset. Because I was having a conversation with a client today who I've just recently started working with, and he was like really gung-ho, wanted to, like, he was so motivated to get involved, and I let him go off and like really like work out twice a day. And, you know, he's just come back to me today and said, like, it's too much, you know? And I said, well, to be honest, I wouldn't normally let you go off on that tangent. So we need to kind of dial it back a bit, because as humans in our minds, we like the comfort factor. We like to know things are the same all of the time. And when you change too many things at once, we can't stay consistent. And so getting your mindset right is really, really important. So those are the kind of three principles of the program. And the whole program, you know, first of all, we have a big nutrition plan in the program that people can follow. So it's got all their meals mapped out for the week, all the recipes in the back saying exactly what to eat. And then I've got some really simple but seriously effective Tabata workouts. And Tabata is this concept where you might do six exercises in one round, but each exercise you'll do for 40 seconds, and then you'll rest for 20 seconds, and you go on to the next exercise. So it's really quite short, but high intensity, which is good for kind of burning off fats.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, I've heard that HIIT workouts and things like this, obviously they're great in terms of metabolism. I did hear something about a Japanese scientist who worked out these short bursts of energy, but they're so much better at burning everything. So that's really interesting, really interesting sort of way of doing things. And
yeah, I mean, that was Mr. Tabata who invented the Tabata training, funnily enough.
Right.
And he's worked out that it's a simple case of raising your heart rate for a short period of time, letting it rest, and then raising it again. And it's almost this situation where you're shocking the body into using its two fuel systems. So we essentially have a fuel system where the body burns glycogen, which is what comes from carbohydrates out of the muscles. And then we have the second fuel source, which is fats, where the body burns fats. And the body burns fats when you're at a 55 to 65% of your maximum heart rate, but it's burning glycogen, i.e. carbs, when you're at 85 to 95% of your heart rate. So by keep switching it around, the body's accessing both of those fuel sources. Right. And the benefits of Tabata is once after you've finished it, and sometimes like I've got 7-minute workouts on my YouTube channel, you know, you'll burn that glycogen, but then for the next 8 hours, the body will access its fat as fuel. So you'll be in a fat burning mode for like 8 hours. So it's really effective.
Oh, definitely. And so efficient for dads who haven't got a lot of time. So it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know old Joe Wicks does his morning things and everything else, but sometimes you haven't got time to do that. And sometimes you know, and especially when it's there in the morning or it's wherever, with something like yours, you know, you've got that efficiency, you've got that, and I guess the support from yourself. So that's
We have a Facebook community where the dads are all in there supporting each other, you know, high-fiving each other and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's the community element of it is massive, really.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Not to bash Joe Wicks, he does a really good job and he does what he does. But it's really nice to have a community of dads and close. Whereas something like Joe Wicks maybe has got so big, it's, you know, become a bit distant and a bit sort of corporate and everything else. Whereas yours is much close knit and supportive and everything else. And I think that's what a lot of people want, don't they? You know, you want that from something like this.
Yeah, because for me as well, it's much bigger than just health and fitness because, you know, we all have challenges in life, especially now with homeschooling. I mean, I absolutely take my hat off to teachers. I could not be a teacher. And homeschooling, like the stresses of that, and then like I've got to do a workout, but then Johnny's kicking off because his Google Classroom is not working, all the rest of it, you know.
Yeah.
It just gets in the way. So, you know, having that community there was like, oh, lads, I didn't manage to do my workout today, feeling really demotivated. And like everyone just chimes in and says, don't worry about it, you know, tomorrow's another day. And then, you know, that you have the other side to it, which I know you guys talk a lot about, which I really love. And as men, we don't talk enough about, and that's challenges, you know, as a man of the house and all the rest of it, we get challenged as men and we have real down days. And sometimes you just want to speak to somebody else about it. And, you know, we have that in the community as well, where people have kind of mental challenges and all the rest of it.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it fills me full of so much hope that nowadays we have got that element amongst us as blokes that we can sit and talk and not feel the fear of being ridiculed when we're all feeling that exact same feeling. It's just such a stupid world we created for ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's only up to us to change it. And I remember growing up and stuff, and you know, you think to yourself, you know, you got to put on this front, you got to put this bravado on, and everything else like that. But in reality, I saw something the other day, and it said all the men who you looked up to when you were younger, telling you to man up, get some beers down, man up, and else like that, and now depressed alcoholics, and maybe it's probably better to just man up and talk to a health professional, you know. And I'm really glad we've got that type of stuff, and especially what you're doing there and allowing people to have a community where you can chat as well as just
food. I heard a great phrase a few months ago, and it said that which is most personal is most general. And what that means is the conversations that I'm having in my head and I'm thinking I'm the only one that's having it, it's not. We're all having the same conversation. It's just that we won't talk to each other about that conversation, right?
Yeah.
And I think, like you say, now I genuinely believe that it's like it's all being kind of, it's almost like it's coming to the surface now. And I know there's this big talk about mental health and there's lots of subsections to it, but I think as men, like, don't man up, man down. You know, you talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% manning up is speaking up, you know.
Exactly.
And until we flip it on our head and realise that actually bravery and strength and everything else comes from chatting and talking rather than you know, being scared and being so worried about stuff that you stay quiet and force every other man to stay quiet.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be left out and, you know, you want everyone else to be in the same boat as you. It's just, yeah, it's very important to for people to man up and speak up and whatnot.
Yeah. And just what, like one other thing that I want to kind of draw a parallel to, which I think is really important to mention, and that is the connection between the gut and the brain and basically diet and what happens to kind of inflammation in the brain. And basically, you know, if you're constantly consuming sugar and bad fats in your diet, that will be playing havoc with your mental health.
Mm.
And, you know, because the vagus nerve that we got from the gut to the brain, if you're sending, you know, inflammatory stuff from the gut, which is where all disease starts, it goes up into the brain and you get all swelling on the brain and everything. That is where it will have challenges with your mental health.
Oh, definitely. It's, I mean, that's such an interesting point to make, and it's evident. I mean, I know Ben's talked about in the podcast, he's had trouble with alcohol in the past, and he's, you know, working through that now, and he's completely sober. And during this lockdown, and obviously when I'm offshore, I can't drink. And then during this lockdown, I've probably not drank for 6-7 months, maybe more now. And Ben's not drank for, I don't know, it must be a year now. And we were both saying the other day, and not just food, but, you know, alcohol and everything else, we were saying, just feel so positive and so driven and so everything else just by, you know, changing what we're putting in our body. And, yeah, it's such a great point. And I think so much comes from your gut that you don't realise. I mean, when I used to be a stand-up comedian and actor, and a lot of the stuff that we did in terms of acting and things like that, you start to realise that a lot of your feelings, emotions, everything else, they all come from your gut, not just the food. You know, you get a good feeling, or you get butterflies in your stomach, or you get, it's all linked. And so, yeah, definitely. You're helping men with their mental health through their food. So it's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the angle that I like to take on it anyway, because I mean, the science is there. And I think there is so much talk about it. And it's important that we cover all areas, really, not just kind of external what's going on, but internal as well.
Yeah, 100%. So where can people find you? I know obviously you're on Instagram, but if you want to tell everyone your sort of your handles, your social handles.
Yeah, yeah. So the website is Fitter Healthier Dad, which is where the digital program is. And then it's Fitter Healthier Dad across, you know, all the social media networks. And you can email me, Darren@fitterhealthierdad.com. Happily answer any questions if people just want to reach out, you know, connect with me on Facebook, join the free Facebook group as well. I coach people in there as well. You know, for me, my mission is to help 1 million dads transform their lives through nutrition and fitness.
Yeah.
So yeah, the more people I connect with, the more closer I can get to that million.
Well, hopefully, I'm sure you will 100% get there. And you never know, like we were just saying before we started, we've joined TikTok now, and we might see you on TikTok one day doing a fitness duet on there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, much to my kids' disgust, I'll be all over that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's been great having you on, Darren. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on again. Cheers, Matt. Thanks very much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Bowl & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.